Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Okay, so this is the first recording of the new Alistair and Andy Trombley-Birchall podcast
project.
Alistair and Andy Trombley-Birchall.
The N-A-A-A-P-P.
And just for... you forgot TB.
TB.
Yeah. And just...
the new Andy and Alistair podcast project Trombley-Birchall.
Yeah. George William.
George William.
And also, just in case somebody's listening to this in the future and documenting
humanity?
Our lives. Just so that, you know, this is not Andrew Trombley-Birchall, my brother. This is just Andrew Matthews, but we're calling him Andrew Trombley-Birchall because I just thought it might bother him a little bit.
It doesn't.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well,
in the same sense that you're okay with me thinking of you as my mum.
Yeah.
I'm okay with you thinking of me as your bro.
No, you're getting very defensive for a person who's not bothered by this at all.
I'm not defensive at all.
Oh, okay, that's fine. Why are you feeling the need to answer
me? I'm offensive.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you're right.
I'm on the front foot. I'm taking the fight to you.
I know, but isn't an offense the best defense?
You're right.
And so you're being
the best defensive
that you could be.
Yes.
So I think I stand correct.
Yeah. In a way, when somebody attacks you, the best defense is not caring about it at all, like being completely immune to it.
Yeah.
So not giving a shit is actually being very defensive.
Yeah, that's true.
If you really don't care, you can't help but be defensive.
Yeah, you're... That's true, but that's only true in conversation and not, say, like a war or something like that. The best defense is not sort of just ignoring it.
Maybe it is.
Yeah. Well, they'll stop bombing if you just don't pay them any attention.
But imagine if there was a, you know, people invaded your country and you just pretended that they hadn't and just went about your business.
Okay, well, that's our first sketch idea. We have got to come up with 10 sketch ideas. So the first sketch idea... is that there's people bombing a place and they're like...
Yeah, and the president gets up and he gives a speech and he's like, my mother always used to say that if a bully comes and tries to have a go at you, you know, and, you know, attacks you, just ignore them because they'll go away. And so, as a nation, we will rise up and ignore this imminent threat. And, yeah. Just ignore it, guys. Just ignore it. It's not happening. Anyway, I'm going to the beach on the weekend. What are you guys doing? Yeah? Shopping. Great. Cool. I'm the president. I'm the president.
I'm in my bunker. Ignoring it.
Yeah?
That's one idea.
That's one idea.
Okay, so we got to come up with more ideas.
This is the best way to come up with ideas, is to
say okay.
We've got to come up with more ideas.
We've got to come up with more ideas.
And then just
pause. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you're right. I guess you're right, Andy. All right, let's do that then. We've got to come up with ideas. Wait, let's turn this motherfucker off. It'd be great if the Prime Minister did that. He's like... my fellow Australians, one second, I'll just turn my phone off. There must be somebody in charge of turning her phone off, making sure that she doesn't even have her phone on her, maybe.
Maybe she. Maybe the Prime Minister of Australia does not carry her telephone.
No, because then she could be tracked.
Yeah.
Maybe people want to track her. What if she gets kidnapped?
Maybe she wants people to track her.
Oh. Do you think there's people who have a tracker fetish, like, who are just like, oh, get one of those people with a really good nose after me? Just
so there are people who want to track people, but then there are also other people out there who want to be tracked.
Well, I think,
and the trick is hooking those people up.
Mm.
Fortunately, given their obsession with trackers, they're able to find each other.
Yeah, well, the trackers are definitely able to find the people. And the trouble is, how do they refine their searches to only people who want to be tracked? There must be something in the way they step in the desert that gives it away.
There's, okay.
Because let's say there's two diverging paths, people walking tracks.
Yeah.
And then he has to pick which person he tracks. He goes, ah, this guy wants it more.
All right, is this a sketch?
Yeah.
Where we have like an Australian crime show, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you know how in like Crocodile Dundee and everything, they always have like an Aboriginal tracker?
Yeah.
So like it's a completely modern crime show.
Mm-hmm.
But with an Aboriginal tracker.
Yeah.
Who like is like in an urban environment and also tracking people via like their electronic correspondence and stuff.
Yeah.
He's just got amazing instincts.
Somebody would actually buy this for a channel, I think. They would go like and they would almost just call it Tracker.
Yeah, Tracker.
Yeah.
But like what would be the modern equivalent of like a bit of broken twig and a strand of hair.
Yeah, well, it'd be like a discarded biro.
Or maybe it's just like corporate crimes or whatever, like at the highest level. But then they go into the office and the guy's like, oh, there's a bit of broken twig over here.
Yeah.
And there's always a bit of broken twig. And there's some footprints that show that buffalo have been disturbed.
Yeah.
Just between the photocopier and the printer.
And then he goes, all right, he's that way. No, wait.
That way.
Or wait, what is he like? He's tracking like all the dodgy paperwork and stuff as well.
Yeah.
And
he turns between two pages in like a big ledger full of numbers, and there's a broken twig in there, and he's like, oh, somebody's been here.
Yeah. And then he tastes it.
Is this racist?
I don't know. Well, I think some of the parts
you sort of get a bit quiet when I'm going on a racist thing.
Yeah.
And you contribute less to the idea.
Yeah.
And that's how I know.
Well, it's when... yeah. A little bit. I think...
But I think it's satire.
Yeah.
Racist satire.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah, it's...
I'm satirizing Aboriginals.
Yeah, it's... fucking finally lampooning those...
The indigenous peoples of this land.
Yeah, but lampooning. Which, you know, they use those...
A lampoon.
A little lances.
The Aboriginals actually invented the lampoon.
The lampoon.
But they had a thing for... They had a stick.
In my mind, you know how they have like... I think for some reason I imagine a lampoon and a lance is the same thing. Or a harpoon.
Yeah.
Is a lampoon like a harpoon?
Like a lampoon. Like a lampoon in my heart. That's a Jebediah song.
Is it?
It wasn't. It was harpoon.
Oh, yeah.
I was lampooning it.
Oh, that was good, actually.
Thank you.
Yeah.
When you lampoon an animal, it goes, oh, you got me.
Oh.
You got me.
Which is the same thing it does when you harpoon it.
Harpoon an animal. Yeah.
Got me. Got me. Fair cop. Fair cop. Oh, I reckon I got the shit end of the didge today.
Oh.
That was an Australianism I invented the other day. Because, you know, people say getting the shit end of the stick.
Yeah.
They're getting the shit end of the didgeridoo.
Is there a shit end of the didgeridoo?
Oh, is there a shit end to a stick?
Yeah.
Unless you've been actually sticking it in some shit.
Well, I sort of imagine that you have. It's like a stick that you somehow use for dislodging shit or
inside someone's ass or something.
Or outside someone's ass. Wherever shit lies,
I know, but where does
it is capable of being dislodged.
In what situation does shit need to be poked at with a stick?
If the Prime Minister loses the election and can no longer stay at Kirribilli House, have they been dislodged? Because they call it the lodge, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have.
They get dislodged and someone comes in with a big stick and sort of just gets it between the Prime Minister and the wall.
And the wall.
And sort of levers them out. like that. There we go. And then
she just sort of rolls out of the house.
Onto the
ornamental
driveway.
And then someone takes a Coles plastic bag and sort of turns it inside out and then just picks her up and then just discards her in the bin.
And then she's been discarded. And at the same time, they have to reach into her pockets and remove all the business cards that say Julia Gillard, Prime Minister of Australia.
And they cut them.
And then a little phone number and an address.
Yeah.
And maybe a funky logo.
Yeah.
Does Australia have a logo?
Yeah, it's that... those two animals and a shield.
Is that our logo?
I think so.
I guess it is.
It's our emblem.
It's not very easy to, you know... it's not very emblematic.
Yeah.
As far as emblems go.
It's not like the IBM one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's iconic.
Well, they didn't really... I don't know, like... when the last time they let a designer have a go at it, like...
I wonder if so. Yeah, we should. We should renew the coat of arms.
Yeah. Well, you know why they chose both those animals, right? Kangaroo and the emu?
Because they're Australian.
Yes, but also, apparently, because neither of them have the ability to walk backwards.
Or hop backwards.
Yeah.
Or fly backwards, actually. The emu also is the only bird that can't fly backwards.
Yeah. Well, it's one of the... no, it's, I think it's one of many that can't fly backwards. There's, I think, like, the hummingbird...
the hummingbird is
like
the only one.
The only one who's capable of it.
Okay, so it's a good thing we don't have the hummingbird on the coat of arms.
Yeah, because it will...
they would have gone through slowly eliminating things that can go backwards.
Mm-hmm.
No hummingbirds, guys.
Yeah.
Don't put that on there.
Yeah, we can't. All right.
Big trucks. You can probably hear one in the recording now.
Yeah. Big trucks.
With that beeping sound.
Because that would just be irritating having that on the emblem all the time.
Yeah, and they'd be constantly reversing and running over
people
pushing trolleys.
Crabs, they kind of walk to the side, which is...
it's kind of good, but they can't really go forwards either.
Yeah,
so. Do we want to set ourselves up as a very lateral kind of country? Yeah. Are we capable of a lot of...
come on,
of
we're not Malay... We're not Singapore.
Oh, are they natural?
Well, they're they don't have any natural resources, so they have to
think laterally.
They have to think very laterally, and they have to get a lot of their their export has got to be creativity.
Yeah, Latvia, that's probably a very lateral country.
Yeah, their emblem is a crab. Yeah. So, the Latvian crab, and then you don't even need a shield on the...
that wouldn't really be a coat of arms. That would be a coat of claws.
Yeah, that's true. Well, and legs.
Pincers.
Arms and legs.
Pincers.
Pincers and legs.
And legs.
And but then you wouldn't need a shield because of its exoskeleton. So you could just sort of lay it.
It's just a crab, basically.
Yeah, it's just stand it up. Yeah, just or take a photo of it from above or draw it from above and then just make it look like it's kind of standing on its back end somehow.
It's propped up.
Yeah, propped up.
It's arms.
And then just in big bold letters, it just says Latvia. That's how you do an emblem.
And you could probably do the same thing for Lithuania.
Yeah, of course. Lithuania.
Lithuania.
Is that... oh, yeah. Lithuania.
Lithuania.
Oh, Lat...
they're very literal, and the Latvians are very lateral.
Yeah, and so... obviously, the Lithuanians emblem would be a very literal animal.
Crab.
Well, obviously a crab, yeah. Or any kind of crustacean that doesn't have the ability to lie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or use metaphor.
Can animals lie? Down.
Yeah, well, okay, sorry. I kind of... I thought you were going to say lie, so I was in my mind, like, sorry that I haven't come up with an answer yet.
Yeah.
It's just that I was performing a very different search in my brain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lie down, I have an answer immediately. Many can. I don't know if there's any that can't.
See, can you trick Google? You type in, can animals lie, right?
Yeah.
And because it's a homograph, lie and lie... Google will return the wrong, and then you can be like, Google, I meant lie as in lie, and then Google will be like, oh, sorry.
Yeah, well, did you just say homograph?
Homograph.
Isn't it like either homophone or homonym? No, homonym is something that sounds, that just sounds the same. And so it's right. Homophone. Okay.
No, homonym.
Homonym.
Is something different. Homonym is when you have two words, different words that mean the same thing. Homophone is when you have two different words that sound the same. So you're right. But homograph is when you have two words that are spelt the same but sound different.
Okay, so, wait. Homograph. Oh.
So lead and lead.
Oh.
Are homographs.
But lie, right. Lie and lie.
Lie and yeah, lie are so. Both homographs and homophones.
Yeah. You know, oh, there was another one of that. Another one. Just as a side note,
yep.
I thought about a thing for my for the... Because I'm trying to find a way of making that to...
A side note to the really strong theme that has run through the podcast so
far. I think some of the emblem stuff has been pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Was you
There's
know the
definitely a sketch in people trying to come up with a coat of arms.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So maybe that's sketch number two,
yeah.
Coming up with the Australian coat of arms.
Yeah.
Or a coat of arms.
Yeah.
All right. So then... Oh, yeah, the thing I was going to say
side
was the thing about the... You know how like I was saying, like there's how many times the word ass features in Assassin.
I know you were saying about that.
Yeah.
Everybody, Al was saying about that.
I was saying about that. And
how many times is it, Al?
It's two.
Two
ass,
times.
Ass, in. but I think the only thing I've come up with that's a bit of a joke for it is that, of course, in Australia, that's pronounced ass, arson. You might not have understood what word I was talking about until I pronounced the Australian UK pronunciation,
yep.
Which is... Ass-arsin, which... Ass-arsian.
The Australian-UK pronunciation.
Yeah.
Do you think people in UK say the Australia-UK pronunciation? as they would say in our country, the United Kingdom, or also in Australia.
Yeah.
Ass-arsin.
Ass-arsin. Or like Scottish people would say, arse-arsin, arsian.
They would say, mahon-mahonin.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The other day, this Scottish girl said, like, moral conundrum.
Yes.
And I went, oh, my God, that's so nice. And she's, that's
yeah,
so
she
nice.
Also
and how
said, Dudley Moore.
Did she?
Dudley Moore.
Dudley Moore. Like, yeah. And I was just like, ah, oh, look at that rolled R. She's like, this is a genuine way of speaking.
I'm so distracted by your ass.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh, that's great.
I can't take my ears off your ass.
I can't take my ears off your arse.
it is a way of objectifying people.
Oh, yeah.
But instead of treating them as an object, you're treating them as a sound.
Yeah.
I just regard Scottish people as just a big rolled R on legs.
Yeah. Oh, just...
I'm up here, thanks.
Yeah, I'm here if you focus not on the middle distance, but if you focus on me. Stop listening so
Open
intently.
Open your eyes.
Yeah. stop listening so intently. My eyes are over here.
I do have a physical form, you yeah. know.
I do. I'm
not just a sonic experience.
I can be... soaked in through other senses.
Just saying, I think you're enjoying yourself too much, Alistair.
And I'm going
around and
too
going
much to the side here.
To the side or to the back. You leaned back there. You threw your...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I know, but I was yelling.
Oh.
I was yelling. I am, you know, and so I got it in my ear. I'm pretty sure things are done okay.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
That's great.
I think maybe you're a bit further back.
Whoa. Yeah.
Maybe I'll turn you up a little bit.
Thanks, Al.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah? Can you hear me now?
Oh yeah.
Can you hear me now?
So, okay.
Hear me now.
Hear me now. Okay, so we've got three sketches now.
What's the third one?
The third
talking
one
to a Scottish person.
Is and then, yeah, objectifying their...
their sound.
Their sound. Yeah. Well, yeah, we're... Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I used to be really into computers. But, like...
Did you really?
For a while, yeah. I think you said the same thing. There yeah, was for well, a while where I'm, you were like, I would just like spend all my time reading about like the new Pentium 3s and.
Well, that's the thing. I don't think I did any research.
No.
I think I just spent a lot of money on it. So oh. If spending a lot of money on a computer makes you into it.
Yeah, but like.
Then I was into it.
But how were you knowing what new graphics card to get?
I asked the guy at the shop.
Oh.
And my mate Tom.
And they just told you, yeah, this is what you want to get right here.
Yeah.
And you were just, like, trying to get the best.
Yeah, I really was. Like, I worked really hard for one summer. The only time I had a summer job, and I worked in a shitty factory.
Yeah.
Building circuit boards.
Oh.
And then I had, like, $3,000, and I spent it all on building a computer. And then I was like, oh, don't really like computers.
Don't you?
And then I gave it to my brother.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You just didn't spend any time. Oh, I got into games and burning DVD, burning CDs and downloading music.
See, I didn't do any of that. I was too scared.
And also, I did. I used to play with Photoshop.
As really?
Well. Yeah, I used to be like, I don't know why I'm like. I think it's because the internet's ruined me doing anything else.
Oh.
But
Yeah, the internet is a thing. It's like a glass floor. You can't get deep into anything because you leap into the water and then you just bounce off.
So it's
the
like
glass.
A,
okay, it's, sorry, sorry. It's a glass, like it's a lake.
Yeah, it's a
right,
lake.
The internet is a lake, and then the computer is a lake.
Okay.
The internet is a sheet of glass just below the surface.
Like or ice? Oh, below the surface.
Just below the surface.
Yeah.
So you see into the lake, yeah. And you see all the potential, and then you jump into the lake, and you just bounce along.
Yeah, you probably would slide and fall and hit your head.
Slip. Yeah, slip. Smash yourself about, get bruises all over your body on the internet.
You know, there'd probably be a lot of fish floating to the top of the glass, because there's no longer any air
getting
down.
There's not enough
down.
Oxygen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And... But that top bit of water would be really warm because...
Oh, it would be warm.
Yeah.
So if you just lay there on the internet, it would probably be quite comfortable.
It is. It's really comfortable.
Mm.
Which is why I don't do anything else.
That actually turned out to be quite a powerful metaphor.
It's really a powerful metaphor. And the water is just so nice. But and like it but I feel bad for all the creatures that live below.
Well, they're dying.
Yeah. If not dead already.
If not already dead.
Yeah.
Those who are already dead. So anyway, that's a sketch.
But is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
The internet.
A man jumps into a lake.
Yeah.
Smashes himself on a piece of glass.
What is this piece of glass? Well, it's a metaphor for the internet.
For the internet.
What?
The internet.
Who are you?
I'm the metaphor explaining man.
Oh.
You can call me Metaphon.
Oh. Are you a robot?
Yes.
Oh. Where did you come from? Who made you?
God.
Oh.
I was made by our Lord.
I had an idea.
Jesus Christ.
I had an idea about God. And you're telling me about this, Metaphon. I was thinking, because I'm not entirely sure I believe in God.
Oh.
But even if I did...
Maybe he's a metaphor.
You know, like, he loves you, right?
Yes.
But...
He does. He told me, actually.
But you have to have, like, a long-distance relationship with him.
Yeah, but that just makes the heart grow fonder.
Does it?
Yeah, he loves you more.
I know, but it's tough. I know he's everywhere, but he's never...
Skype.
...just here.
I guess prayers are Skype.
Prayers are like Skype, but yeah. They don't have the video feature yet.
But your long-distance relationship with God, when they get that feature going, I mean, they have it, but the buffering speed is really long.
Yeah, and because so many people are using
just
it.
Just switch it off.
Yeah.
If you get premium prayer, then you can group prayer with other deities.
Really?
Yeah.
From other religions or other the religions. Same religion that we are not aware of?
Same religion.
Or can you speak to both
and
God The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Amen.
If you can get the Son into the room, he never wants to come over.
Amen.
To the computer. To the webcam.
Oh, he never wants to come in? He's just like, where's the Son? And he's like, oh, he's in his room.
Yeah.
It's just me and the Holy Ghost today. But what's wrong with him? Oh.
Nothing. He's just...
Oh, he's just upset about something again. I don't know.
Man.
Well, you know, Reynolds. I'm always the enemy.
Imagine being one with your father.
Yeah, that would be hard.
Yeah, just being part of a big trinity.
Yeah, he's here, sort of.
With your dad.
Yeah, like, you know, where's the Son? Well, he's kind of here.
He's part of me.
Yeah, he's part of me. Well, how come you and the ghost are separate? You know, I can see you guys both. Yeah, well, the Son's here in spirit. Like the Holy Ghost? No, well, he's there in spirit, but in a different way.
Yeah.
He is a spirit,
yeah.
And he's here.
So that's a sketch.
That's a sketch of what it's like to be one with your father.
One with your dad.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's good. Okay, I think we can turn that into something.
Okay.
Because you're Skyping with...
Skyping with God.
You're Skyping with the Holy Trinity.
Yep. Group Skyping.
Yeah. Well, group Skyping because you got the premium prayer feature.
Yep.
And then something happens.
Yep.
And then you find out about where the Son is and he's angry.
And we explain the Trinity, which has baffled the Catholic Church, members of the Catholic Church for thousands of years.
Yeah.
We sort it out.
We sort it out using a Skype prayer metaphor.
I feel like the Holy Trinity is like when in Tasmania they had the Hydroelectric Corporation, which was responsible for generating and distributing all the electrical power in Tasmania. And then they did a public float and they split it into three branches. The one was called Aurora, one was called Transcend, and one was called, I think still just Hydro Tasmania.
Yeah.
And one was responsible for retail, one was responsible for distribution, and one was responsible for power generation.
Yeah.
That's how I perceive the Holy
the
Trinity.
The Holy Trinity.
Yeah. And as just a sort of a horizontal decomposition of a publicly owned corporation.
Right. And did they start sort of shafting each other?
like the Holy Trinity does?
I don't know, but like, I imagine in your thing that... they would start sort of trying to rip each other off. Like there would be a price war where, like, you know, there'd be somebody, the person generating it wants to get maximum profit for their part.
Yeah.
But then the other people are trying to get maximum profit. And they're like, I'm the only person who distributes you, bitch. Right.
Yeah.
And so you ain't got no competition. I can set the price of distribution.
That's true. That seems like a terrible moral.
Hmm.
And maybe that's the problem with Catholicism.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, I mean, does the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Father and the Son, do they all have different roles?
I don't know. Who's responsible for distribution or retail?
Yeah. And who's
I feel like Jesus is retail because he's very much the public face.
Yeah, he's the face. Okay, so we've got that, definitely.
And God's generation because he's the power.
He's getting, yeah.
And then the Holy Ghost must be distribution, which is a sort of an abstract in-between.
Oh, wait. Okay, wait. Distribution, distribution is almost being done by the...
Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus. Jesus is kind of, both Jesus, but also, I mean, does the Spirit live within the words of God?
I think the problem is we're trying to break up the Holy Trinity, and it actually can't be. Like, people, this is the central debate of Catholicism.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I think for hundreds of years, the schisms have been over this stupid question. It's completely stupid. It's a thing that you made up, and then we're arguing about the details of the thing we made up.
Yeah,
The unimportant details. It doesn't affect anybody's life.
Yeah,
it doesn't affect your message.
No, yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
It's like
so many people have died because they can't agree on the thing we're talking about right now.
Really?
Yes. There have been wars, crusades probably.
Yeah?
I don't know. I'm getting out of my depth.
Yeah. I think
I need that sheet of glass back so that I can just sit on the surface.
Sit on the
of
surface.
Religion.
And you can just watch
down.
The ocean die. Now it's the ocean now that's been... I know it's a
now
lake.
Now it's the ocean and now it's not the internet. Now it's all of religion.
All of religion.
Yeah.
And we're just watching everyone drown in there. Even fish. We're watching fish drown.
Fish drown.
Which you think would be impossible, but it's because we invented this stupid thing.
There you go. Let's argue about the nature of the sheet of glass that we made up.
We invented this fucking stupid thing, and now nobody can breathe because, anyway, their lives are over.
I'm hungry.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You think we should have a break? We've got four sketches already.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
How many do we need to get to? I reckon five is a good number to get to for a podcast.
And then we have to build a story around...
Oh, we're going to turn them into a narrative.
Yeah.
Oh, what a horrible thing to do to yourself.
No, this is going to be great.
Okay. We should be writing them down, really.
Well, I know, but we can keep remembering them. What's the first one again?
There's a pen over there. I really like those pens. They're very satisfying. They're almost a texter, but I feel like they make my writing look more interesting when I'm writing with a sort of a texter pen.
Is it pretty thick?
They're pretty thick, but also you can get quite a bit of variation in the thickness.
Oh,
and as a person who's lacking any kind of flair or style to my handwriting, having that variation is quite... I enjoy it.
Yeah, I's enjoy it.
Ice?
No.
Ice enjoy it.
I
enjoy it.
I enjoy it. My eye.
I enjoy. Oh, enjoy. That's a cool word.
Yeah.
Because
enjoy.
It actually means. Yeah, I guess it means to fill with joy.
Mm. Yeah. You know, this is something I think
enjoy.
About. Well, because you know how Beethoven wrote an ode to joy?
Yeah.
He's just like, how good's joy?
Joy was his sister.
Sister. Oh, yeah. Here you go, Joy.
Joy, I wrote you this song.
Yeah, Joy. It's about you. Na 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 and so on.
You're my sister, you are Joy, and I think you are
pretty good.
You're my sister,
wrong with you,
and you were born just before me from my mum. I am Beethoven, you are Joy.
What is my last name? What's our name? Nobody knows.
And Joy are kind of different names. Do you think you're adopted?
Ludwig van Beethoven, is that his name? Van?
Van. He's Wig Van. It's like one of those...
Ludwig Van.
Beethoven. It's the wig van. Everybody, it's the wig van.
Because actually...
And then they play... That's actually the song that they play when the wig van is driving around. Dun, 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 dun,
it's like
dun,
an ice cream
dun, dun, dun. Oh, the wig van's coming. Lud's wig van.
A lot of people don't know. Yeah, I wrote that song about my sister Joy. And...
And
I used to run the only mobile wig business in
Austria.
In all of Austria.
Austria,
so.
I don't know, Germany.
Lud. Hey, first name Lud. How you doing? Lud.
Wig van.
Bunny ears around wig van. Beethoven. Yeah, just spell it beat.
Hoven.
Yeah.
You know how to spell beat? You know how to spell Hoven?
Like beat like a. You know, like the purple vegetable that you can't eat it raw. Don't eat it raw. Either cook it, you steam it, you roast it, or you pickle it.
But don't eat it raw.
Don't eat it raw. Then
what
hoven.
Is a beet?
Eh? A beet? A beet root? Beet. I guess.
That's the beat.
Yeah. Your name's Joy, and you're my sister. What a weird name! You must be adopted. All right, and so that's our fifth sketch. is
Ludwig van
Beethoven.
Joy, get the wig van.
A lot of people think it's about, you know, the emotion joy, but no.
And now it's the irony that that should become the anthem of the European Union, which it is.
Is it?
Yeah, oh, that's a good. Ode to Joy is the anthem of the European Union. I think that's quite beautiful.
Yeah, well, it's a small part of his Ninth Symphony, I think.
Is it?
I believe so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which part?
The part that goes. Dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. Oh,
can,
that part.
We can play it on YouTube later.
Maybe
we can play
that'll
the whole
be the
Ninth
theme song.
Symphony.
Can that be the theme song of our?
Yeah.
Can it be the anthem?
Absolutely.
Of our podcast.
Yeah. And, like, I want it to be that part where it just really, like...
Oh, it gets... Oh, stirring. It's fantastic.
I reckon we can edit it up so that it kind of... We get to have that beginning part, right? Yeah. You know, because it's, then, like, it's real soft.
And then just cut straight to
and
the...
And just, yeah, boom, like that, yeah. We don't want to waste too much time people having to listen to that whole piece of music.
No.
Just, like, no, you get the point, and then bam, like that.
Ludwig van Beethoven. We do an album of just his greatest notes, not even his greatest hits. Just like, oh, that note,
like that. Yeah.
That was a great note.
Yeah. You know what I've recently wanted to listen to? We're gonna have to go eat soon so that you can do that. But then we'll write down all. Wait, first of all, let's go over the five sketch ideas.
Okay. The coat of arms.
Coat of arms
for Latvia.
Yeah, and also that finding an animal. Animals that don't. We're gonna find animals that don't go backwards.
Yeah.
Right. There's the, fuck.
Oh, this is terrible. We might have to listen back to it. There's the wig van.
Yeah, the wig van. Ludwig van.
There's Skyping with God.
Skyping with the Holy Trinity.
Yep.
Is there the? Did we do end up with the glass? The internet?
I'm not sure. I think if we that chose turned that. Into Skyping with the Holy Trinity. I don't think we want.
Yeah.
That as an actual.
Yeah,
sketch.
Yeah.
Here's
the thing. I think we should do from now on. Once we have an idea, we want to like keep a timer going, and then as soon as we have an idea, we just write down the time that we solidified the idea.
Yeah.
And so.
Well, can't we just write down the idea?
Yeah, we can write down the idea as well. But I think also it's nice to have the time so that we can go back and re-listen to what we've done, like the like the thing that generated it, because that way we've got some of the details.
Yeah. And then two other things that we came up with.
Fuck. All right. Well, I'm going to stop it, and then we're going to go back.
Yeah. I didn't make any bread.
It's fine.